So the feedback, what was the feedback like, Lee, at the United Nations after the presentation?
After the presentation, and the main speakers were Alan Hynek and Jacques Vallée and Major Larry Coyne, the helicopter pilot, and several others. As soon as the morning presentation was over, there was a press conference. And the press conference was led, unfortunately, by Prime Minister Eric Kerry, where he gave a less than favorable impression of himself and his UFO crusade.
Oh, no.
I have a picture somewhere in my archive that shows me sitting there up at the front with next to Gary, with me.
Grimacing, right?
Yeah, not only me, but Stan Friedman, Alan Hynek, Jacques Vallée, we're all sitting there. It's like there was nothing we could do to get Gary to sit down and keep quiet. And because the press was there, and they were, so a lot of the information and a lot of the news that came out of it was not as great as we wanted it to.
But unfortunately, it was his ball game, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And he made an ass of himself.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And the end result was that the United States and the then Soviet Union vetoed the proposition that we had created to try and get this committee.
Did his ego get in the way, Lee?
Well, I think that the United States really wanted to try and build the case that he was a lunatic. I remember a New York Times article that came out right after Eric Gary died in 1997, and they mentioned that he used to be referred to as a ruthless dictator. Some people actually even said to me at the time in 1978, if Gary invites you down to Grenada for a weekend, don't go.
Don't go,
don't
yeah.
go, because people have disappeared. I'll say this. I've often wondered about this. A few months after the whole presentation was over, Gary was ousted in a political coup in 1979.
Yeah.
And then just a few years later, the United States invaded Grenada.
Right.
And I always wondered if I had anything to do with that.
There were students we had to free, if
That's
I recall.
Right. That's yeah. right. And Cuba was involved at the time with that as well. A little while later, I think you know attorney Peter Gerstmann.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, Peter sent me a declassified government document that he got from using the Freedom of Information Act, and it was an original document that was sent by the United States mission at the UN directly to the Secretary of State in Washington, who at the time was Cyrus Vance. And this was a document that was sent to the Secretary of State at the beginning of November, and it basically said, and I have it here in front of me, if I can read a little bit of it to you.
Please.
It, the subject was called the Grenada UFO Crusade Deja Vu. Basically saying, oh, here's Eric Gary again trying to do this like he did last year. But what it said here was, in the document, it said, undaunted by a lack of response to the item during the 32nd United Nations General Assembly, Prime Minister Gary has apparently laid the groundwork for a blitzkrieg sales pitch, which will include a cast of supporters ranging from scientists to astronauts, supplemented by film production. We've learned that Grenada's Prime Minister of Education will introduce the resolution, blah, 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 and that there will be experts, including Dr. J. Allen Hynek, Jacques Vallée, Claude Poher, Dr. David Saunders, and former astronaut Gordon Cooper. And then it says, we understand that the person responsible for bringing the group together is producer Lee Spiegel. So I knew they had my number.
Yep.
And it said, all the above people have been officially credited to the United Nations General Assembly by Grenada. And then it goes on to say, India rejected the establishment of a separate UN agency, but suggested that some discussion of UFOs could be included within the broader context of the extraterrestrial life intelligence item that's under consideration by the Outer Space Committee. And so the mission is also asking the Secretary of State here, please provide instructions on the United States position to be taken in this matter, as well as our desired level of visibility. And then it ends by saying, it would appear that the Indian suggestion would be about as far as we would be willing to go on the issue.
Well, I'll tell you, though, after that blockbuster information you just gave us about the Air Force and what's been going on. I mean, the History Channel's been running Ancient Aliens every Tuesday, and I'm telling you, there's something out there, Lee. There is.
Well, there is. And you know, the other amazing thing to me, George, after all this, when I was doing my UFO documentary in 1975, and when I was starting to work on the United Nations presentation in 78, I had no idea. None of us had ever heard of the word Roswell. And at about the time when the UN presentation was happening, that's when NBC heard about me and asked me if I wanted to come on the show or come on the radio and do shows about UFOs, and I said yes. And right after I started going on the air there, I got a call from Stan Friedman, and he said, "Look, I'm onto something here, I think, and it's about something that I think may have happened in a place called Roswell, New Mexico. Nobody's heard about this, and I've met some of the military people that were involved with something that happened there. I think you need to interview some of these people for your radio show. Here are their names and numbers."
Oh, my gosh.
And so Stan turned me on to Colonel Jesse Marcel, the officer who was sent out. He was the man who was sent out from the Roswell base to retrieve whatever it was that had crashed in this field there.
Did you get to interview him?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this was before he passed on. And he told me that it was definitely, in his opinion and other people's opinions, not from Earth. He said the materials were just something that we had never seen before. And there's a famous picture of Marcel leaning over some wreckage of the material. According to the caption of the picture, it said this is the material that was pulled.
Now, is that Marcel or Rainey?
No, it was both. See,
okay.
They're both in the picture, General Rainey. And Marcel is there, too. And what Marcel told me was that while they were leaning over this wreckage, so-called wreckage, the real stuff, the large pieces, were being lifted onto several bombers and flown to different locations for analysis. Now, that hardly sounds like the kind of thing you'd do with leftover weather balloon wreckage. And he told me that the famous photo of him kneeling over this stuff was, in fact, none of it was the stuff he pulled out of the field, and that the real stuff was on its way somewhere else.
So what they probably truly were posing with might have been balloon parts.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. And so I ended up interviewing Walter Haught. He was the communications officer who put out that famous original headline.
A crashed saucer,
yeah.
Right?
And Stan turned me on to one of the guys who was like a flight officer. He was one of the guys who actually was picking up these large pieces of something that weighed nothing, putting them onto this B-52 bomber to go somewhere. And so I turned it into a week-long series on NBC, and I called it the Roswell UFO Incident.